Let me take us into the infrastructure and system stories, because there are several today that speak to how the underlying plumbing of software and the internet is evolving. Start with the Databricks post on LTAP architecture, Postgres data stored in Parquet on S3. This is a technical deep dive that scored 41 points, modest by front page standards, but the comments were substantive.
For listeners unfamiliar with the architecture, the premise is this. Traditional Postgres stores data in a proprietary binary format on local disk. The LTAP approach, which stands for Lakehouse Transactional Architecture for Postgres, essentially stores Postgres data in Parquet format on object storage like Amazon S3. Parquet is the columnar format used by data warehouses. The pitch is that you get transactional database behavior on top of cheap, scalable, Harvard cloud-native storage, with the added benefit that your operational data is directly queryable by analytics tools without ETL.
The HN commenters were cautiously interested but raised the classic objection. Postgres on local NVMe storage is extremely fast for transactional workloads. Object storage has much higher latency. S3 round trips are measured in tens of milliseconds, not microseconds. The LTAP architecture requires clever caching and write buffering to make that latency acceptable. And the question is whether the operational simplicity is worth the performance trade-offs.
This connects to a broader trend in database architecture that's been building for several years, the separation of storage and compute. The idea that you shouldn't need to scale your storage and your compute in lockstep, that you should be able to query petabytes of data with a small compute cluster, or run a tiny database on massive shared storage infrastructure. Snowflake and Databricks built their businesses on this idea for analytics workloads. Applying it to transactional workloads is the next frontier.
The FreeBSD story was one of the more charming technical posts of the day. FreeBSD ate my RAM, scored 147 points with 51 comments. It's a debugging narrative where the author discovers that FreeBSD's aggressive memory caching behavior, which is intentional and well-documented, appears from the outside to look like a memory leak. The OS is using free RAM as a disk cache, which is the correct behavior. Unused RAM is wasted RAM, but it violates the intuition of users coming from other operating systems.
The reason this resonates so broadly is that it's a perfect example of a design decision that is technically correct and yet consistently confuses intelligent users. FreeBSD is doing exactly what it should do. The user is reading the metrics correctly, the mental model is just wrong. And the comments turned into a really engaging discussion about how operating systems communicate their behavior to users, and whether the right solution is better documentation, better tooling, or different defaults.
CRXNG was also a major story today. 226 points and 62 comments for a free, self-hostable metasearch engine. What's notable about CRXNG appearing on the front page is that it reflects a recurring anxiety in the HN community about the quality of commercial search engines. People have been complaining about Google search quality for years, and tools like CRXNG, which aggregates results from multiple search engines, strips tracking, and can be run on your own infrastructure, represent the privacy and quality-seeking alternative.
The practical appeal is real. CRXNG lets you query Google, Bing, DuckDuckGo, and dozens of other sources simultaneously, deduplicate the results, and present them without personalization or ad injection. The HN thread had a lot of people sharing their self-hosted instances and configuration tips. There's a genuine community of practice around this tool.
The Steam Controller AutoCharge project also made the front page at 148 points, a GitHub project that uses computer vision to guide a robotic arm to align a Steam controller with a magnetic charging puck. This is the kind of project that's delightful in its specificity. Someone had a problem. They kept forgetting to charge their controller, and they solved it with what is essentially a small autonomous robot. The technical stack is OpenCV for vision, a servo controller for movement, and a 3D printed mount, elegant in its absurdity.
And the MSI Center privilege escalation vulnerability rounds out the security story from a different angle. A researcher discovered that MSI's system management software ships with a service running with system-level privileges that can be manipulated to execute arbitrary code in seconds. This is the kind of vulnerability that's embarrassingly simple in retrospect, the service trusts user-supplied input in a way that no privileged process ever should. And it affects a huge number of gaming PCs that ship with MSI hardware.
The SOATOC Threat Modeling Guide was also trending today, a practical, no-nonsense walkthrough of how to think about security threats systematically rather than reactively. SOATOC is a pseudonymous security researcher who writes with unusual clarity, and the guide is genuinely useful for developers who don't have a security background. Threat modeling is one of those skills that sounds intimidating, but is fundamentally about asking, who wants to attack this? What can they do? And what matters most to protect?